electronic medical records, or EMRs, hold enormous potential for improving patient care and helping hospitals dramatically reduce treatment costs. Unfortunately, that promise comes fraught with uncertainty, as healthcare organizations of all sizes struggle to make an effective transition from paper to digital patient records. How could they bridge that gap and realize the full potential of an EMR? I am joined today by Lori Jane, Director of Health Information Management and Privacy Officer for Lahey Clinic, to discuss these topics and learn about her experiences making the EMR transition. Hi, Lori, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Lori, I'd like to start our conversation by having you talk about the importance of an EMR and the detailed steps Lahey Clinic has taken towards its electronic record.
Sure, I'd be glad to. A paper record can only be accessed, viewed, and acted upon by one person at a time, which considerably slows the treatment cycle. Adopting an EMR at Lahey Clinic makes information more accessible to all clinicians, greatly improving patient care. The EMR transition at Lahey Clinic started in 2005 when we began scanning inpatient records.
So what challenges have you encountered along the way?
Though we've been quite successful digitizing inpatient records, we still have about 1.2 million active paper records on file. Our current challenge came in the form of bridging the gap between paper and digital. In other words, we needed to develop a process for digitizing existing patient records on an as-needed basis so we could put the right information in our clinicians' hands at the right time.
How did you address this challenge?
Partnering with Iron Mountain, we identified key areas of each record and created Gantt abstracts that captured information most critical to patient care. We then worked closely with Iron Mountain to establish a paper-to-digital workflow that instantly centralizes information upon scanning. Iron Mountain delivers digital abstracts of paper record to our EMR, which then is accessible across our clinician system for the duration of the treatment cycle. Best of all, they are able to do so in the third of the time it would take us if we had created the abstracts on-site.
Lori, what benefits have you already realized, and what do you expect to see down the road?
Timeliness of information is the biggest benefit this far. Iron Mountain has helped us quickly deliver patient data where it's needed most. In fact, since kicking off the project, we've uploaded over 7,000 images to our EMR system. Having this volume of information on hand in a digital format greatly improves accessibility, which then ultimately results in better patient care.
Lori, what lessons did you learn throughout this process, and what would you tell other hospitals and health information managers about the EMR transition?
The most important thing we've learned was the value of imaging existing patient records on an as-needed basis. This project is helping us build a comprehensive record set that will considerably enhance patient care going forward. The key lesson I'd like to communicate to other organizations is that you don't have to digitize the complete historical record. The first step in the transition should start with recognizing the most important information in each record, learning when it's accessed, and understanding how it moves through the organization. This will help you create digital records that provide key patient data at the right time.
Lori, thank you for sharing the experience of your EMR transition and the role that the Iron Mountain EMR enablement solution played in making that process smoother and more cost-effective. To learn more about Lahey Clinic's EMR transition and the Iron Mountain EMR enablement solution, visit ironmountain.com/EMR enablement.